This is Jennifer Dupre interviewing Mrs. Claire Catt, July 6th, 1989. We're recording now. Okay?
Okay.
Would you like to announce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Claire Catt. I lived in Ferrisburg. I lived there for 74 years. I'm 93 years old. I have four children. I have 10 grandchildren. And 5 great-grandchildren.
What year were you born?
Isn't that funny? I can never remember that.
Okay.
Sure, I'm 93.
Maybe
that's right.
Okay.
Born on the farm on the North Shore Road. And I lived there till I was married. I was married when I was 20. And then I moved to my house one block south from the Ferrisburg Fire Barn. And I lived there for 72 years. We were married for almost 72 years.
Wow.
And then my husband, he was sick. He was in Andalus for 7 years. And my son, Howard, he was home with us, and he took care of my husband.
What, when you were a child and you lived on the farm, what kind of farming did you do, dairy?
We used to play all kinds of games. You know, like hide-and-seek and run sheep run and all those old-fashioned games.
How do you play run sheep run?
I don't remember, but that's what we used to play, and I can remember that my dad used to come out and play with the kids of the neighborhood. We used to play in the yard there. But hide-and-go-seek, I remember that, but run, sheep, run, I don't remember so well. But I think we had more fun then than what the kids have nowadays.
I think you're right.
We made our own fun.
What type of things did your father farm? Milk or corn or?
Yeah, all that.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. He lived on the farm there and raised vegetables and raspberries and always a patch of pickles. I still feel it in my back. Mm-hmm. Lots of beans. My mother always used to can. Of course, and after I got married, not right away, not for quite a few years, but then I got a freezer. And then I had and my husband had a big garden. Then I used to do a lot of freezing.
little easier than canning.
No, not anymore.
No?
No.
Did you go to school?
Yes.
What school did you go to?
Fredericksburg School.
What was it like inside the schoolhouse?
Oh, I don't know. Just ordinary schoolhouse. I went to the 8th grade.
What did you do after you were done with school?
I used to help on the farm.
What do you remember about school?
Oh, I had some teachers that I liked very much. And there are certain subjects that I liked better than others. I never liked civil government. And I liked geography and spelling and reading. And I enjoyed reading, and we had a reading class. And if we'd read, and we'd get the punctuation just right, then we could go home early. I can remember that. I had a Mr. Schaub for a teacher, and I started out with Mary Osterhoff. And of course, we always had to walk to school, which wasn't too far.
What type of, did your father have, or did your family have horses?
And yes. We had one, it was named Bill, and we had Dick. And the cows all had names. But I never learned how to milk a cow.
No?
Never.
Who milked the cows?
I guess my dad did.
Oh.
I don't remember my brothers ever milking the cows either.
How many brothers did you have?
I had 3 brothers.
Were you the only girl?
And 2 sisters.
Oh, okay. Okay. Where did your parents come from?
From the old country.
Which was?
Eat Hazen.
Okay.
I don't know if you can pronounce that or not. Eat Hazen. And my mother used to talk a lot about what good times they had. Like in the winter time, you know, they do a lot of skating. She said they did those canals.
Did you do skating here when you were young?
Oh, yes. My husband and I did a lot of skating. We did fishing. Well, we went together for about 4 years.
Did you go to any dances either, also?
No.
Were there any?
I don't know. I never learned how to dance. In those days, the church I went to, they didn't really believe in dancing.
What church?
Christian Reformed.
Mm-hmm. Where?
The Spring Lake.
Okay.
Of course, now we walked. We didn't think anything of walking. And we had a horse and buggy. We'd take to church on Sunday.
Did you go into Grand Haven much?
No, I don't think so.
Too long of a walk. What things did you like about Fairiesburg and Spring Lake?
I don't know. It was just a place to live, I guess.
Were you happy?
Yes.
Did you like... when you went skating, where did you go skating?
We were skating on Spring Lake.
Oh.
They'd build a big bonfire on the shore. And we did quite a bit of skating.
What other things did you do for fun, for recreation?
Well, we used to take walks together, and after I got older, I had a friend, and we used to take a lot of walks together out in the woods. I can remember all the wildflowers. And we'd come home and have a cup of coffee at her house. And then I'd come home. And I'd most always write a poem about the flowers that I saw and the things that we saw out in the woods. And we used to go and pick huckleberries in the old rifle range, we still call it, and blackberries. My sister and I would try and sell those blackberries for $1 a crate. I can remember that.
Did you ever sell any?
Yes.
What did you do with the dollar?
That I don't remember. I suppose my mother gave it to us. I don't remember. Some of those things I'd like to remember, but I can't.
Oh, that's all right. You're much older than I am, and you probably have a much better memory than I do. So, what was it like going to stores when you were young?
Well, I'll tell you, we used to go to the store, and we charged everything all week. And the end of the week, we'd pay, and they most always gave you a bag of candy when you paid your bill.
That's nice.
And then we used to, sometime my mother would give us a penny. And then we'd go to the store, and we'd buy what we call penny mix. We'd get a bag of candy for a penny. All different you know, all different shapes and tastes and
how did you, what holidays do you, remember how you celebrated the holidays, like Christmas time and?
Well, I'll tell you, I can remember the first Christmas presents we ever got. We got something, stocking caps from my brother, my sister and I. I guess there wasn't any money for Christmas present, but my mother always made a lot of sugar cookies, and she baked bread about every other day.
What was your favorite food to eat? Did you have a special one?
No, I don't think so. We always had mostly the same thing on Sunday. We most always had rice for dessert. My mother used to cook the rice well done and with butter and brown sugar. It was a lot better than that instant rice.
Sounds good. I've never had rice like that.
Oh, it was good.
I'll have to try it.
Of course, and then my mother fixed all kinds of Dutch dishes. She used to cook cabbage and potatoes together. That was always so good. And then she cooked kale. We used to grow that in the garden. Sweet apples and potatoes cooked together and sweetened.
On the 4th of July, did you have big celebrations?
I can remember. I don't remember anything of what we did before we were married.
Okay.
On 4th of July. I don't remember anything. I suppose we just stayed home. I don't remember. But I can remember after we were first married, then we all went home on 4th of July. All my brothers and their wives and...
What things do you remember about your mother?
She was always working, always doing something. And she used to sew, and we went to a certain shoe store, and they had three daughters, and those daughters had nice clothes. And when they'd get done with them, they'd give them to my dad. My dad would take them home, and my mother would most always make us something out of some of that clothes. It was all in good condition. And And I can remember when I had to learn how to sew, how I hated it. That's before I was married. I just hated it. But after I got married and had children, then I did a lot of sewing. And I did a lot of embroidering and crocheting. And I tatted.
Do you like it more now?
No, now I can't see nothing. No. I had a lady here the other day, and she says, I prize those dollies that I got. She says, some you made for me.
When was the first time you rode in an automobile?
Oh, my, I don't remember when, but we had relatives in Kalamazoo that we didn't know we had. And they came over. They had a touring car. And they took us for a ride. My sister and I, we thought we were quite something, sitting in that car, going through Ferrisburg.
Did you enjoy riding in it?
Pardon?
Did you enjoy riding in it?
Yes. That was something new.
How did you feel?
Quite proud, I guess.
Was it exciting?
Yes.
And did you ever ride the interurban?
Oh, yes.
Before the car? Or?
Mm-hmm. Time and again. And then this was after I was married, when I'd want to go to Grand Haven. We had a depot in Ferrisburg. I'd walk to the depot, and for 3 cents, we'd ride to Grand Haven.
3 cents?
3 cents.
That's all, wow.
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember about Grand Haven, then, when you... What did you ride to Grand Haven for, shopping, or...?
Well, just shoes, mostly. I can't remember so much others. But I know we always got our shoes in Grand Haven.
When did you have your first child?
Let's see, in 19... I don't know.
How?
We were married 10 months when Chris was born. And now, the 22nd of this month, they're going to celebrate their 50th wedding anniversary.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm. And she's coming up here this afternoon. There's one of them that comes most every day. They stay for around an hour. On 4th of July, I went to my son Jack. He lives on the Spring Lake Bio. And he has 6 children, and they were all home. all home for all week.
He must be tired now.
Yeah, she's probably tired of cooking. I don't get tired because I sit here most all day. Once in a while, I like to take a walk down the hall. And my son, the one that lives in my house now, he comes quite often at night, and he takes me for a ride in the truck. And when he first mentioned that I'll take you in the truck, I thought, how am I ever going to get in there? But I don't have any trouble.
Oh, really?
No trouble. Huh?
You lived through the Prohibition, didn't you? You were about, you were in high school, well, you were a teenager during the Prohibition, probably, in the 1920s.
I don't know, I didn't go to high school.
Okay. I mean when you were a teenager, around 16 and 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
In the 1920s.
What then?
That was during the Prohibition.
Oh, yeah, I remember a little bit about that. But I can remember that my dad, at one time, he made home brew. What they call home brew.
Mm-hmm.
But I think just once. But different ones in the neighborhood made it. I don't remember what it tastes like because I never cared for it.
How did you feel when women were allowed to vote for the president? Do you remember when that happened?
Yeah, I remember, but so we just had to go to the fire barn and vote.
Were you proud that you could vote?
Yeah, maybe I was. I don't remember.
Go on.
There's one thing I wish I could do. I know I never will, but I wish I could get out in those woods and just walk around and go to those places where the flowers grew and see those flowers. That's something that I would like to do, but I know I never will. And then this is quite a while after I was married, then I went, I had a friend down the North Shore, and we went real often, and then she passed away. And then Dorothy Van Hoven, You heard about Dorothy Van Hoven. She's one of our pastor's wives. And then her and I went to the hills at different times. And then two, three times, there's Dorothy and Mrs. Kick and my sister and myself. We would walk out to the lake. We'd park the car out in the country a little ways, and then we'd walk. We'd walk to the lake and have our lunch. I just loved all that kind of stuff. I used to pick a lot of raspberries before I was married. And after I was married, I always picked my own strawberries for canning and freezing. And made a lot of shortcake.
How did you make your shortcake?
I don't remember. A friend asked me a while ago, she says, do you think your son could find that recipe? I said, I don't know, but I said, I don't remember it. But it most always turned out good.
Did you have the one cake with strawberries on top of it?
Yeah, I had always made it in a round tin. And of course, when I picked my own strawberries, I always had a lot of strawberries. I just enjoyed picking strawberries. Now my daughter, the one that's going to celebrate her anniversary, she went a week ago Monday. Her and her husband picked 12 quarts. And she makes jam and she makes, she freezes berries. She does a lot of the things that I used to do.
Did you sew most of your own clothes?
Yes. I can remember some of the dresses I made, which I liked very much. And now my daughter-in-laws and daughters are all good sewers. And they knit and they sew everything.
Do you remember your favorite dress?
Yeah, it was a little blue voile. I can remember making it and wearing it.
What is that voile?
What is voile?
Yeah, what kind of?
Thin.
Thin?
Real thin material.
I see. Was it long?
No. Well, I can remember there for a time, that's before I was married, when we wore long skirts. Longer the better. But I guess that didn't last very long.
Why not?
I don't remember why.
Too hot, maybe. Do you remember anything about the Indians that used to live in this area?
About what?
The Indians?
No, no. I never saw one.
Okay. So you don't know what happened to them?
No.
Do you have any family traditions that your parents had and now you have and you and your children have?
Yeah, we still got the old sewing machine. My son is home now. He don't want to part with it. He can still sew if he has to. And he says, I don't like to part with that. He's just standing upstairs there, but he don't. My granddaughter would like to have it, but he wants to keep it.
What kind of sewing machine is it?
Real, real old-fashioned, one that my mother had.
Does it have the...
treadle it. I never had a power machine. My oldest son was in the Navy. Only he didn't get to fight. First he went to Great Lakes, like they all do, and then he was sent to Purdue, and then he taught electricity in Purdue. Then from Purdue he was sent across to the New Hebrides. And he had a little shop there. He used to take care of the boats that used to come in. He says great big boats would land there. And they needed some repairing, and that's what he took care of.
Mm-hmm. What do you remember about the Depression in the 1930s?
I imagine around that time, and now he's got six children. He lives in Spring Lake on the bayou.
What do you remember about the Depression?
Pardon?
The Great Depression?
Yeah, you know, my last son, he was born during the Depression. And now he never got married, and now he's living in the house. The house belongs to him now. And he was here last night. He had been visiting in Sheboygan for a few days. And he likes to take me out on the truck.
How did you live in the Depression?
Pardon?
How did you live in the Depression?
Yeah, I don't know what you said.
Oh, okay. During the 1930s, in the Depression time, the time of the Great Depression.
Yeah, that's when he was born.
Yeah. Did your husband have a job?
Oh, yes.
Were you guys fairly well off?
My husband worked in the barber shop when we first married.
In the what shop?
The barber shop in Ferrisburg.
Okay.
And then he worked a few other places, and then he took up a correspondence course in electricity. So When he died, he had his own business. He had a good business. But he was an invalid for around 7 years. And then my son that's home now, he helped me take care of him.
You told me earlier how you would go for walks in the woods and then write poems when you came
home.
Yeah,
I think I got 5 books of poems.
Do you think you might publish them?
Well, I don't know if anybody want them.
I don't know. I think maybe. Have your children seen them?
Well, I don't know if they care about them or not. One of my daughters, she has a lot of them. So I used to send them to the Muskegon Chronicle. Mm-hmm. And and they always had exercises in the Chronicle. So for 4 years, I taught a gym class in Ferrisburg School. They were mostly older women, mothers and daughters and granddaughters, and we just had one good time.
Did you play games like volleyball or?
No, we just did exercises all the while. I don't think I could get down on the floor now and do any of them.
You're not going to show me how?
No. Okay. But we used to have good times. We would go on a picnic, and then I most always write something after we came home.
Are there any stories that you have? That anything that you remember? Any story that you would like to tell? About the farm, or about your father or mother?
I'm trying to remember. I know we had relatives in Kalamazoo. My father's sister lived there. And our neighbor made my sister and I each a white dress. And she didn't say anything, and my mother didn't. And after the dresses were all made, then my mother says, "We're going to Kalamazoo for a few days." And then I can remember going to Kalamazoo. And then after, that's when I was going with my husband. Then we went back to Kalamazoo for a few days.
How did you get to Kalamazoo?
On the train.
What did you do while you were there? Just visit?
We had a lot of car rides, that's all I remember.
Do you remember the first time you went to a movie?
I only went once in all my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I remember that time.
What was that like?
That I don't remember much of it. But that's the only time I ever went.
Was it in color?
It was in Grand Haven here.
Was it in color? Or
I don't remember that either.
Do you know about what year?
No.
Did you like it?
Yeah, maybe I did. I don't remember that either.
Did you have a telephone?
Telephones or anything like that.
Did you have radios?
Not till after we were married. Mm. I didn't think I'd ever land up here.
In Grand Haven, or?
In this place.
You don't like it here?
Yeah, they're very good to you. Uh-huh. Very kind. They have good food.
What was going to the doctor like, or did the doctor go to your house?
Yeah, he used to come over, and we used to walk. His office was in Spring Lake. We used to walk to his office. He charged us a dollar. Hmm.
Where did you go fishing?
In Grand River. Our farm ran right to the river's edge. My husband and I, before we were married, we went fishing a lot.
In the winter?
No, yes, I went I went spearing with them different times, but mostly in the summertime.
What type of fish did you get?
I don't ever remember catching any. But I can remember one time, all of us, that's after we had the children, we all went fishing, and we caught a great big fish. I can remember that, right near the butcher shop.
Did you eat it for dinner?
I don't remember that either.
Where did you meet your husband?
He sat back of me in school.
Ah.
I never thought then that he'd be my husband.
Did you have lots of friends in Spring Lake from school or that you just knew? What was a good day to go visiting?
Pardon?
What was a good day to go visiting your friends?
To go fishing?
Visiting.
Oh, I don't know. I guess we always visited on Sunday. I don't know. I don't remember much of it.
After you were married, when World War II came?
Yeah, after we were married, then seems to me brothers and sisters and so all went home on Sunday afternoons. And they still come here on Sunday.
So that's a family tradition.
Yes.
Did you ever hear anything about Akeley Hall?
I worked there.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I worked there for quite a while. Remember how early we had to get up in the morning? 5 o'clock we had to get up.
What did you do?
I imagine we used to clean. I don't ever remember scrubbing or anything like that, and we had to wait on table. And I can remember that I had one apron. It was black and white checked apron. And we were always supposed to put a white apron on before we went in the dining room. And this day I forgot all about the white apron. And there was one Negro lady worked there, and she always had to sit all by herself to eat. And she was the nicest person. I thought so much of her.
What happened the day you forgot to wear your white apron? Did you get in trouble?
I don't remember that she said anything.
Did you feel bad for the lady who had to sit by herself?
Yes, I did, because I liked her very much. But just because she was black, they didn't want her at our table.
Did she have a family in Grand Haven?
I don't know if she did or not.
Over the years, do you think things have changed?
Do I what?
Do you think things have changed?
Oh, they certainly have. They certainly have.
What has changed the most?
All this building.
Do you think people have changed?
Well, yeah, more or less, I guess. We own property next to our house in Frederiksberg. We owned that property for 74 years, and now we sold it. And they're putting up a duplex. And we're supposed to put four more in there.
Wow.
And I always had beautiful flowers. I just love to work in the dirt.
Do you like it when your family brings you flowers?
Yes.
Thanks.
Because now I can hardly see them.
Were there lots of boats going down, up and down the Grand River? Lots of boats?
Lot of boats?
Yeah.
Yes. Not like now.
But?
There were boats, but not like now.
What kind were they?
Mostly rowboats.
Did they have boats that carried cargo too?
Well, the car ferries used to come in here. And I can remember this was my sister lived in Grand Haven. And I was helping her clean house, and the daughter, her father was on the car ferry, and I can remember her coming over and telling us that the car ferry was down. And then before we were married, they had what they called the Fanny and Rose. And that used to go from Spring Lake to Fruitport. We'd go on that when we'd go to our Sunday school picnics.
Do you remember what it looked like?
Yeah, I can picture it in my mind. Just like a picture you see in the paper. It wasn't too big. My husband and I used to go camping a lot with my daughter and her husband. First we went with a tent, and then they got one that folded down, and then later on they got a trailer, and now they got a great big trailer. They still love to go camping.
Where did you go camping?
Where
did you go camping?
Where did we camp?
Yeah, when you went with them.
Oh, we went to just about every state park.
In Michigan?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Have you traveled outside of Michigan?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite park?
Well, right now it's Hofmeister Park. I've been there several times.
Did you go on any of their wildflower trails?
I've looked around because we have picnics there. And there's one place in the hills, I can still picture it so well. It was all lady slippers. I don't know if you know what those are.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
You know what they are?
Yes.
It was just a whole big patch of lady slippers.
Did you see lots of trillium?
Yeah, the trilliums were beautiful. Dorothy Van Hoven and myself, we used to go to Hofmeister Park, and I'd take a thermos of coffee and some lunch, and then we'd climb up those steps part way, and there was a bench. We'd sit on the bench and have our lunch, and down below it was all trilliums. But I didn't see any this year. Last year, my niece took me for a ride through the park. But this year, I didn't see any of them.
I think there's too many people who step on them and don't pay attention.
Probably.
And they're very few now. They're dying. They're, my parents owned some land near Marne. Do you know where Marne is? And, it had a beautiful forest with lots of trillium. But they had to sell it to lumbering. And before they sold it, my mom went and dug up lots of the trillium and planted it around our house because she knew otherwise they would just kill it.
That's right.
And it's such a beautiful and scarce plant.
Mm-hmm.
She got some Jack in the Pulpit, too.
Yeah, Dorothy and I, we went to the down the construction road, and they were repairing the road, so they were digging out all kinds of hepatica plants, and I had an apron on with two pockets and a jacket, so we filled up the pockets. And she took them home, and you know they blossom every spring. And then she brings me a few.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I had some again this spring.
What is your favorite wildflower?
I think lady slippers. But you don't find those all over.
No.
Mm-hmm.
they're harder to find than
yeah.
most.
Now, there's some in what we call the old rifle range. Of course, now that's Prairiesburg Recreation. But there's some in there. But it's all building up with houses in there. On the outside of the fence there.
Why did you call that the rifle range?
Well, that's what it used to be.
What
during the war.
Oh. World War I?
They practiced there.
Which war? World War I?
Yeah, the last one.
Oh, two.
Now, I can't say whether it was the last one. It was the one my son was in.
Okay. What type of other jobs did you have besides Akeley Hall?
Oh, just before I was married, I worked at the piano factory.
What did you do?
I worked on player pianos. I worked there for quite a few years. My husband, he still worked to the barber shop, and then the big car ferries would land there at the dock, and I could see them from the window. So at noon, we'd arrange it so that he'd watch, and then I'd always wave to him. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
We really had good times, even if there were no movies or anything. We always had good times.
What things did you enjoy doing with your husband? What things did you enjoy doing with your husband after you were married?
Oh, he was so kind. He was always so kind. He was so good with the kids.
Did he play ball with the kids? Or?
I don't remember. Would he play ball? We probably did. I don't remember.
Did you have lots of ice cream socials and things like that in your churches?
Mm-hmm.
No?
No. I'll tell you, when we bought a car in Coopersville, and then the kids used to say, "Can't we have an ice cream cone?" And you know what we used to tell them? You can't ride in a car and eat ice cream. we couldn't afford it. We went to Coopersville to make a payment. And now we can eat all we want. We don't care so much for it.
Yeah. Where did you live after you were married?
Where we lived?
Yeah.
In Ferrisburg.
In the same house as your parents? Or?
The same house. But a block south of the fire barn. And 174th. One of my old neighbors was up here to see me yesterday. She lived right across the street from me for a while, and I used to take care of her baby. And she works here in the lab. And one time she couldn't get her freezer door shut. So she called Cooks. Well, he says, you have to defrost that. But she didn't know that. So I went over there with my hair dryer, and we laid on the floor all afternoon with the hair dryer, defrosting that freezer. She says, do you remember that? I says, I surely do. Yeah.
Well, did it work?
Sure, it worked.
Did you have a good chat while you were doing it?
Pardon?
Did you have a good time talking with her while you were doing
it? Oh, I sure did. Hadn't seen her for a long time. Then last night, I was all ready for bed. I was sitting in the chair here in my pajamas. And then another old neighbor stopped for a few minutes. And my daughter and I, we used to do a lot of catering. We took care of weddings and churches, suppers, and we took care of quite a few dinners at the Masonic Temple, turkey dinners. At that day, they made, mostly for refreshments, those real fancy sandwiches.
Mm.
Oh, we made thousands of them.
Did you like making them?
Yeah, it was fun. And then at the Masonic Temple, they always wanted apple pie for dessert. So I went over there one morning. My husband and I got apples for her. I went over there one morning and I peeled, and she rolled out. We put 20 pies together.
Wow.
Yeah.
What kind of oven did you have?
Electric.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did they like their pie?
They sure did. And I took care of the weddings myself for a while. I was belonged to church, and we had a Ways and Means Committee. And then my daughter helped me.
What was your neighborhood like?
I don't know. After I'm married, they're mostly young couples. All having their first children. There was quite a few of those houses still standing.
Did you do lots of things with your neighbors?
Pardon?
Did you do lots of things with your neighbors?
No.
No, not much?
No. Does Mary Kitchell still have charge of the museum?
Pretty much. She does a lot of things in the museum. I see her every Wednesday.
Oh, do you?
She comes in every Wednesday and helps out.
Oh, yeah.
And she kept telling me, I have to go see Mrs. Cat. She knows an awful lot about how what it used to be like.
My husband always did her electrical work when she still lived in Grand Haven. And then when she was going to have her new house built, then she wanted to know if he'd do it. But he was along in years and not so well, so he didn't do it.
Before you had washing machines and dryers, how did you dry your clothes in the winter time?
Hang it in the basement, I guess.
Ah. Was it hard work?
Yes. Women have a lot easier now than we did then.
Do you think that's good?
Well, I guess it is. I know you can go to the store and buy a lot of different things than we could then. Yeah.
What kind of things did you buy?
Mostly just staples, I guess, just things that we really needed. I remember a certain kind of cookie that I used to buy. Call them coconut crisp. Because when the children were small, I didn't do much baking. I didn't have time. But after they left home, that's when I started to do all my baking. Then for a while, when my husband was sick, then I sold bread.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Did you ever work for a bakery?
No.
No? Where did you learn so much about baking?
Well, I just picked it up, I guess. I know the first bread that I baked, I think I could have killed my husband with it if I would have hit him.
You think so, huh?
I can remember that.
Why, was it really hard?
It really was. Yeah.
What did you do with it?
I don't know whether I threw it out or what I did with it. And then for a while, when we had weddings and dinners, then my daughter and I made all the buns. And we used to have buns. Mm. And lots of potato salad.
Really?
I can remember those great big kettles of potato salad.
What do you remember about your father?
I know that he was always busy, I guess. He worked for quite a while for Ottawa County. Him and another man, they worked along the ditches and cut grass and things like that. And then they'd stop at my house for a cup of coffee. I can remember that so well.
Was your father a kind man?
Yes. We went to a funeral of my brother-in-law in Grand Haven, and we were walking back from the interurban, and he says, I wonder who'll be the next one. And 2 weeks later, he died. He died of pneumonia.
Was it winter?
No.
No?
No, because I can remember walking from the interurban, and it wasn't cold. But he was with my brother-in-law for about 2 weeks. He was there almost constantly.
And what did your brother-in-law die of?
Pneumonia.
I see. Mm-hmm. About how old were you?
Let's see. Well, I was married already. I don't remember.
Where did your mom live after that? In the same house with you?
My mom, she was 83. And she was pretty spry yet.
Hmm.
She used to walk from the farm, used to walk to my house. When my sister lived in Ferrisburg, she used to walk over there. And she helped me with three of my children. And for my last one, then we got another lady in. And my sister, my younger sister, she had 14 children.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, where in the world did she live?
Out in the country.
Did she have a big house?
Not too big.
What? 14 kids, huh?
Yeah.
Did she have someone to help her take care of them?
No. One took care of the other.
Huh. Must have drove your sister nuts sometimes, though.
Mm-hmm. And now there's... I think she lost two of them. The rest are all living.
Where do they live? Do any of them live here?
Yes. They live out in the country, right near where she used to live.
What is their last name?
One of them is, let's see now, Sittinger. And the other is Boot. I just can't remember them all. One of them is Dora. She lives here in Grand Haven. She has two children. One grandchild.
Is she still alive? Your younger sister, is she still alive?
Yeah.
She still live out in the country?
Yes.
How many years younger is she? How many years younger is she than you?
My sister?
Mm-hmm.
She was 88 when she passed away.
Oh. Well, is there anything else you would like to talk about?
I can't think of anything.
Okay.
I hope I didn't tell you a lot of stuff that don't amount to anything.
No, that can't happen. Everything amounts to something in here. Is there anything more about the farm or about where you lived or the roads or your friends or the woods? Anything that you feel you've left out, or Grand Haven, or?
Well, I had some very good friends.
One thing I wonder, did you ever go swimming in the lake?
No, I couldn't swim.
Ah.
I never learned how to swim. And now, you know, my little great-grandson, they put a life jacket on him Tuesday, and he walks right straight down to the water.
Mm.
Goes right in the water and goes swimming.
Really?
Yeah.
Brave little kid.
Yeah.
Huh.
He just loves the water.
Okay. Well, I think that was a good session.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
There were 16 of us. A lot of good stuff to eat.
Hmm.
One once a year, then the most of them come home. Now, one hadn't been home from Arizona. She hadn't been home for about 3 years. But her husband says that this is a lot nicer than Arizona.
Oh. What does she think? Oh, are you ready to stop? Are you ready to stop now?
No, go ahead. I'm not tired.
Okay. I'm running out of questions to ask you.
I can't think of anything interesting either. This isn't interesting to be here.
This isn't?
I get lonesome, but they're awfully kind. Very kind. They have good food and good care.
They seem to be very nice.
Yeah.
It's very...
Of course, like I said, one of my children come every day. Now, my daughter's supposed to come this afternoon. And they stay a good hour.